which are the I called it the collapse of the funding model in public higher education, which I believe is not too strong a statement. The challenges that are being wrought by new media and their impact on education and delivery. Those are huge things. And I believe that the most important thing that needs to be done is to position the three elements of the university, the three campuses of the university, to address those things in their own way. I don't know what the answers are. I hinted here that I believe this is a time when invention is going to be required. What I think you want to do is to try to make it clear to the three campuses, all the people on the three campuses, what is in front of this institution as clear as you can make it, and challenge them to come up with ideas try some of them out. I mean, I think this is a period for invention and experimentation, a lot of which is going to have to do with the cost of delivery new forms of delivery. But I think before that, I'd take a little bit of time to try to be clear about the mission. How do you conceive of what the purpose of these institutions are? What do you want them to be? And then try to make clear these two challenges, or challenges on these two fronts, and create that atmosphere of invention. And to me, that's my advice.
Yeah, and I would strongly agree with the issue of making sure that there are clear and distinct missions for the three institutions. When I heard the idea of one university, I thought of it as one university in which you have three campuses with distinct missions and how they complement each other in serving the people of Illinois. Not necessarily one university that encompasses that one single mission, but to have clearly distinctive missions for the three campuses, and those three complement each other. I think the whole issue of transparency is important, that you have good communication across the university, so that your constituents, your faculty in particular, and persons on the other campuses understand these issues, and also have an opportunity to provide some input. I think it's important to listen to the faculty on some of these issues, to make sure that they are part of the conversation as well. And then, of course, the board has the role to sort of bring these things together and to provide the guidance to make sure that it is clear in terms of the missions of these individual institutions.
Yeah. Actually, the second question picks up on your point, Bill. What is the best way for the three campuses to communicate, to maintain a balance between three separately accredited campuses, but still generate strength through collaboration? The question of how do the three campuses best communicate? I'm just glad I'm not sitting up at the front of the
Well, I have more experience with this probably than anybody else here, so I might speak to this a little bit. I mean, there is a sense that I was part of the University of Illinois for a long time, so I've lived in this environment and have some sense of it. Of course, I mean, it's been 30 years, almost 30 years, since UIC was put together. Been on 25 anyway, been a long time already. And so the university system, university has a I promised Bob I wouldn't use the word system, but it just slipped out.
That's okay.
but anyway, the university community has a lot of experience with this now. We've been doing, I don't know how many retreats I've done in this room. We've brought the community together quite a bit.